It's Tyga and Chris Brown. This one's called Nasty. 39 minutes after 10 o'clock on The Affair. We keep the arts alive today with renowned gospel voice Tina Zungu. Tina, welcome to Rise FM.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for coming. You have been here for the whole week.
Yeah. And finally, I'm here. Today? The fifth day. Yo.
No. Have you not been here since Summer Blaze?
I've been here since Summer Blaze.
You are loved in this province, and you love this province.
Because yeah, the love is too much, and then I'm grateful, you know, actually.
You've been here for the whole week. Tell us about your stay.
I'm here. Oh, you know what? I was doing a lot of things because I have a new album, trying to make sure that I made people maybe aware that I have a new album that is out. And at the same time, we're busy with my promotions and Mpumalanga Gospel Music Awards.
Happening tomorrow?
Yeah, happening on Sunday.
On Sunday, okay.
Communio.
All right. Tina, brand new album, In His Throne. Tell us about it. I mean, you've had a number of albums already. What is so different about this one?
You know what? This one, it was recorded live. And this is my second live recorded album.
Nice.
And what made it different is because it happened at the right time. And it's got a different message. You know when you are after the storm and when you got the message, because the song that we're pushing forward to go on, it says iwa uvuke bese uyaphikelela ngoba ezulwini basilindile.
Sure.
To give someone hope, and as you will know, most of my songs are all about encouraging someone.
True.
The likes of Aboche Sufike Kseni, Sebeti Baqedile ngawe ebusuku afike ekseni. There's songs like Kwanqaba Umusa, Ngiyuthandiwe. I'm all about giving someone hope. So today I came to say iwuvuke. Yeah, you know, there are a lot of things that are happening in life, but I'm saying don't stay. La ushayeke khona, vuka uyiba. And there's a huge valid reason is that a Zulu in Baslindile.
What would you say is the core message? I know you just spoke about Zulu in Baslindile, but what would you say is the core message behind the whole album, In His Throne? And how would you say it reflects where you are currently, either creatively and even spiritually?
You know what? I would say that the whole album, as much as it's not about the song, but even the songs that are in the album, as I named it, In His Throne. I mean, like, it's just me and God.
Yeah.
With everything that I've been through, everything that has happened, but now I'm just talking to God. Hence why the song Lele Nkuluma Ngayo just say Zulu in Baslindi. Talk about the heaven. In heaven, they are waiting for us. So, meaning the whole album, it's to give someone hope. I think all the situations that I've been through, they taught me to lean kuNkulunkulu kakhulu more than relying on abantu. And as I'm a Christian, it gives me that assurance that God will never leave you nor forsake you.
Amen.
So that is the message that is being carried by this album. Hence why it's called In His Throne. Just it's you and God in His Throne, where you are able to say anything that you can say to God.
Absolutely. We are live on Facebook. Yes, we're live on Facebook at Rise FM 943, joined by Tina Zungu. Yeah. You are a young, renowned Christian gospel artist.
Oh, yes.
And I always find it so interesting how you are able to express your love for God so proudly. And I say this because I think there's a lot of people in the youth in the country that are going through so much. There's a lot of socioeconomic issues that we are going through, and they have a lot of questions for God. They have a lot of doubts. How do you so proudly, even in the seasons of darkness, how do you so proudly still say, I know God will come through for me?
It's because I understand that He loved me first before I love Him. And then how I was raised by Abazalbam, by teaching me. Hence the Bible says, khulisa umntwana ngendlela eyakuba ngeyakhe, ekuthi noma esekhulela ngasuki kuyo. So how I was raised is playing a huge role in what I am right now and what I believe in as someone who's young and who ombonile uNkulunkulu ehamba naye endleleni. So I am there's never been a time where I doubt the power of God in my life.
Amen.
whether I'm in my lowest, when I'm in a dark season, just like with like everyone, we are like with taxes in yet, but I've never lost hope because of many things that he does for me. I think in most of my songs, there's a song that I wrote that says Bege Walungu Tiko, and there's a part that says Kumbulo Gut. Just remember all the good things that he done for you.
Jesus.
Even in your darkest situation, you can just remember what he done for you, and you look at the situation, then the more you look back in where God like Tatekon and you look at the situation, everything changes. The way you approach life is changes because you understand where he took you from. Like Mina, when my background is always pushing me because I'm not coming from the rich family, but God has taken me and he has trusted me with my family as well.
Amen.
So when I look at where God has taken me and where I am now, and I just see all the things that are happening in my life as just, they are just by the way.
Yeah. We're going to play your brand new single in just a couple of minutes. But just before I let you go, I really want us to touch on the future of gospel and the future of the arts.
Yeah.
I mean, your son, you've kind of put him in the limelight now because of his voice.
Yeah.
Where do you see the future of gospel and the future of ministry going?
Yeah, you know what? It's very tricky. It's very tricky. Why am I going to say that? It's because you know how we were raised and how the current generation is being raised. It's totally different.
Two different things. Yeah.
You understand? So now it's need us as ministers to be very strong and be very firm in what we are doing, and also make God be available in every situation. You understand? Because you know, we were raised by Tina, you know, but nowadays the kids that are being raised right now, they don't even like care about what gospel is. You know, we were forced into gospel. You understand? So it's very tricky. Hence why we are trying by, or like I try by all means to take my son along. Not just teaching him, not just telling him, but walking the journey with him and say, look, this is what your father does. As you having a talent, this is what you're going to face. So right now, Undumiso, the talent that he has, plus the experience that he got along the way as I'm going with him, it will turn his window around. You know, in 10 years from now, we'll be seeing a different domain. So probably Ndumiso taking the world by storm, and the experience that he's getting now, he will use it in the 10 years to come. So it will be a different story.
True.
So we are trying by all means when we are raising these kids, and I so wish that every parent can try and trace the talent of umntwana wakhe and channel them, because we are living emhlabeni that is the rand is being, you know, everything is changing. So now when you will relax in this time and not teaching your kid and not, but coming back to your question, the future of gospel music, they need us to be strong.
Tina, thank you for coming onto the show. We can find this album on all digital platforms.
All digital platforms, you can find the album. Please go and tune to it. It's a beautiful album.
Yeah.
I spend my time. I made sure that I wrote beautiful songs. I did features. Ndumiso is there. Jumbo is there. Babsipho Makhabane is there. Babsipho Ngwenya is there. Beautiful music. All the 15 songs in the album, it will bless you. Please tune in and just, you'll be blessed. I'm telling you.
And you're going to be performing at Zumgoma?
No, I'm not going to be performing, but I'm the part. I don't want to spoil the surprise.
There's a surprise coming. So if you haven't bought a ticket, do the right thing. Thank you so much for coming onto the show.
Thank
we wish you all the best with your brand new album and all the plans that you have in the future for yourself and for your son.
Thank you so much.
Be blessed.